production at its Yarwun refinery by 40% from October next year, which is set to impact 180 jobs. The move follows concerns about the future viability of the facility, and Rio Tinto says it will allow the site to extend operations until 2035. At current production rates, the site was set to close in 2031. Pacific Operations Manager Armando Torres stated, "Reducing production enables us to continue aluminium production until 2035 and trial pathways to secure the longer-term future of Yarwun. It is a difficult but necessary decision," he went on to say. Aluminium is used as a feedstock in smelters to create aluminium and has a wide range of other industrial uses. Queensland teachers will go on strike for 24 hours next Tuesday amid an ongoing pay dispute with the state government. This follows an overwhelming rejection of a proposed EBA earlier this month by the Queensland Teachers Union that proposed an 8% pay rise over 3 years. The union has confirmed that it will go ahead with the protected industrial action on November 25th. "To Queensland parents, students and communities, our professional duty of care always comes first," the union wrote in a post on social media. "But after months of negotiations that have materialised offers which would fail the future of state education, members have been left with no option but to continue our fight for what every student and school in Queensland deserves." In national news, Matthew Grunter, a South African man who attended a neo-Nazi rally, will be kicked out of Australia, as Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke confirmed Grunter's visa is cancelled. "If you are on a visa, you are a guest," Burke said. "If a guest turns up to show hatred, they can be told it's time to go." The protest drew widespread criticism, with New South Wales Premier Chris Minns labelling those involved as pissants and flagging another tightening of protest laws in response.
While concerns continue over asbestos contamination in coloured sand products, the ACT remains the only jurisdiction to take action. Authorities have gone as far as closing public schools while the products are being cleaned up. A total of 70 Canberra schools have been shut after coloured sand products were recalled over the weekend. The ACT Education Directorate is the only authority to close school systems wide, with just one independent school in Brisbane and another in Tasmania opting to do the same. Federal authorities say investigations are ongoing and states will continue to monitor the situation. But for now, ACT remains the only one to take large-scale action. In international news, the BBC has announced they are determined to fight the looming Donald Trump lawsuit over accused speech editing. US President Donald Trump says he could sue the British national broadcaster for as much as $5 billion after they sliced together two parts of his speech from January 6, 2021. The British National Broadcaster's chairman has sent a personal letter to Mr. Trump apologising for the edit, but the broadcaster said it strongly disagreed there was a basis for a defamation claim and are committed to fighting any allegations. But this has done little to quieten the president, with Mr. Trump on Friday telling reporters he would sue from anywhere between $1 to $5 billion. The event caused the broadcaster into one of the biggest crises in decades, with the BBC Director General Tim Davey and News Chief Executive Deborah Turnus both resigning in the aftermath. For your weather today, Brisbane is currently sunny. It is currently 25 degrees with an expected max of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That is all for your news at 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Thank you for that. Hey, in that story with the BBC, I learned a new pop word, so to speak. Tucko. Yeah. Trump always chickens out. So they're hoping that, he's a bit of a taco. He chickens out of a lot of things. So imagine, you know, suing a national broadcaster. Mm. Absurd. Yeah. All right. Thank you for that. And we shall see you again next Tuesday.
Yes, see you then. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And we will go to track here on Workers' Power on 4ZZZ.
If you don't want to hear cheeky language, you better switch the radio now, because 4ZZZ is about to play some naughty words.
get that paycheck to survive.
Why?
Gotta pay for things